All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now at the touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
Well, here's a problem. Getting a good shave can be a real pain in the ass. You know how it is. You got all these razors, right? You don't know, is it the three blade or the four blade? Did I have power? Did I not have power? Is it vibrating? Should it not vibrate? Who wants to work that hard? Listen, join our society of smarter men. This is what you do. You go to dollarshaveclub.com/Alonzo and you get high quality razors delivered to your door for just a couple of bucks a month. They made it simple. High quality razors, 100% guaranteed, sent on schedule, so you never have to think about it again. Every month, you get a new pack. Every week, you change your blade. Can't make it easier than that. DollarShaveClub.com has made it easy to get a good shave. Look, it feels fantastic. Now think about this the next time you're at the store and you're looking at a pack of razors and trying to remember, did I have power? You don't need to know all that. This is what you do. You go to dollarshaveclub.com/Alonzo. You get great razors delivered to your door. You save money and you shave well. dollarshaveclub.com/Alonzo. Thank you. Hello, this is Alonzo Bowden with another episode of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Wow, this is number 45. I had no idea I had this much to say, so I really want to thank you guys for listening. Now, the next couple of weeks, the episodes may be sporadic. Next week, I am going to be in New York. I'm doing a guest spot on a Katie Couric show on next Thursday the 30th, which will be fun. And then from New York City, I go to Lake George, which is upstate New York, and I'm doing a couple of shows at the Americade Motorcycle Rally. So I'll be surrounded by 50,000 bikes. I'll be in my element, but it's going to be kind of difficult to record. So don't worry. I'll get back to you with more episodes because I really appreciate you guys listening. And let's get right to it, shall we? Ladies and gentlemen, it is scandal season. That's right. It's scandal season. Is it slow news time? Is it Republicans are really mad at Obama and taking shots at him, want to bring him down? Is it the media and just boredom or really shoddy reporting? Well, I think it's a little bit of all of it. What do we got going on? We've got Benghazi. We've got the IRS. We've got the phone Associated Press scandal. And you know, once these things have been investigated so far, none of them really have any traction, especially not as far as saying Barack Obama was directly involved or the mastermind of these schemes. Maybe it's a preemptive strike against Hillary Clinton. We know that's what Benghazi is, but listen, they got to fill time, okay? The media has to talk about something. And let's face it, we're really not scared of falling off another fiscal cliff and shutting down the government one more time. And I think they finally worked out that Barack Obama is an American. So we need some scandals. I don't know about you. I kind of miss the days of good old bird flu and SARS. Shouldn't the SARS reappear? Well, summer's coming. There's hope. So let's look at Benghazi. This mess, and that's the only way you can describe it. This thing has been proven. The reporting on this has been horrible. ABC, okay, Jonathan Carl, you know, from ABC News, had the big secret emails from his secret unnamed sources that were going to bring it down. They were going to show that the State Department plotted it to lie to the press and so on and so forth. You know how bad ABC's reporting is? CNN caught them. Think about that. If CNN catches you doing shoddy reporting, you can't even call it reporting now. You just straight bullshitting once CNN catches you. So here's basically, and it's kind of difficult to explain what happened, but basically this guy, Jonathan Carl of ABC, he said he had emails, and he said he read emails, and he said some emails were read to him, which oddly enough sounds like the administration side of the IRS scandal. But anyway, he said that these prove that the State Department told Jay Carney, the White House spokesman, to lie about the talking points in Benghazi. You know what they're saying. They claim that the government knew all along that the attacks on the embassy of Benghazi were terrorist attacks, but the government didn't want to say terrorist attacks because of the election. They wanted to make it seem like it was a spontaneous attack from protesters. Okay, that's what the claim was. And supposedly he had this smoking gun. He had these emails and his unnamed sources that would prove all of this. Okay, but here's a problem. They found the real emails. Another reporter, Jake Tapper, found the real emails, and they basically show that this reporter, Carl, was lying. First of all, the emails were mainly CIA stuff, not State Department stuff, and the CIA really isn't political. They're kind of beyond politics. But it wasn't just that. It was things like, and I'm giving you an example. It's hard for me to do. I don't want to read the whole thing to you word for word. You can look it up. But basically, like, one of his stories was that White House advisor Ben Rhodes sent an email saying that they had to reflect all agency equities and be careful in the investigation and inform the State Department of everything and remember the talking points. And then the real email didn't mention talking points at all, and it said they had to respect the investigation. And basically what the CIA was saying was they had to be really cautious, that they couldn't just outright say it was terrorists until they were sure they were terrorists, because you would piss off the government, you know, Arab governments and so on. So they were being cautious. Were there mistakes made? Absolutely. And do I cover for the Obama administration 100%? No. But basically, this wasn't a scandal. This was just poorly handled by the State Department and the CIA. Now, what about the ABC reporter? Does he reveal his source? His source lied to him. His source basically manipulated him, trying to create this scandal or make this scandal bigger or link it to Hillary Clinton and the State Department. Do you reveal your liar, or do you take the lumps as being an idiot reporter? I don't know, ABC, but again, CNN found you, so, whew, that's bad. Let's move on. Now, the IRS thing, the IRS thing was just dumb. Plain and simple, it was dumb. The IRS, we've gotten rid of the guy who runs the IRS and the guy who runs this the nonprofit division. He's gone too. And this wasn't a plot all the way up to the White House, and the White House has been involved. I think that's been proven. But again, they got to talk about something. Now, the one that's really interesting to me, because this one kind of fascinates me, and this is the AP story. This is the government investigating, spying on whatever, AP sources. Now, apparently what happened is the Associated Press revealed in a story, they basically told a story about an Al-Qaeda plot being foiled by the U.S. government. And the U.S. government was like, who the hell leaked that? Who told them that? Because they weren't supposed to say it. It wasn't supposed to get out. And it did. So as part of their investigation, the government, as I understand it, the Attorney General's office, but I could be wrong about that, but the government investigated and they found the phone numbers called back and forth between the AP and their sources in this story. Now, mind you, not the actual phone calls, but the phone numbers. And the reason they're allowed to do that, and again, it's very interesting, but back in the 70s, a case came up in the Supreme Court regarding rights to privacy, and the Supreme Court made the decision that if you release information to a third party, in this case the phone company, then you no longer can expect a right to privacy on that information. Now, it doesn't make sense, it doesn't sound right, but it is the law. So basically, if I give my information to a third party, like I make a call, I'm giving that phone number to the phone company. That phone number is no longer secret. I guess it would also apply to email, since your email goes to a server, and that third party server, Yahoo, Google, Apple, whoever you might use, could be pressed saying, hey, there's no right to privacy, which again is why you can't expect anything on the web to be private. But the government didn't do anything illegal. But this is how I find this really interesting, that the right wing, the GOP, Republicans would go after Obama on this. First of all, the Obama administration foiled an Al-Qaeda plot. And we haven't heard that term, foiled a plot, since George Bush was doing it pretty much every morning. And whenever they asked George Bush about a plot being foiled, the answer was always, that's a government secret. That's a government secret. And then it was okay. Now it's suddenly evil. And now you're going after the government for going after a leak from foiling an Al-Qaeda plot. You see what I mean? It's almost like we're like, we hate Obama so much that we're going to go after him for doing something that we love being done, which is bring down Al-Qaeda and the plots. And when it comes to secrets and spying and listening in, the Patriot Act, which was added under the Bush administration, nothing tramples more constitutional rights than the Patriot Act. They can grab you and say you're an enemy combatant or an aide to an enemy combatant and just throw you in jail. And you may never be heard from again. They can legally do that. So I call bullshit. I call bullshit on this one. Again, these things, if you get into minutiae, you can go back and forth. But basically, it's a loud yell. Hey, look, we got a scandal. And then this is how easy it is to investigate these scandals and find there's nothing to them. I can do it. All right. I don't have a journalism degree. I'm not an investigative reporter. I'm a comedian. I tell dick jokes. Granted, at times very sophisticated dick jokes, but dick jokes nonetheless, and I can see through this. So, I guess it's going to keep up until something else happens in the news. Okay, how much do the Republicans hate Barack Obama? How much do they not like his policy? How focused are they on going against anything Barack Obama or the administration proposes? They held another vote against Obamacare. Yeah, I said it. I said it out loud. They held another vote against the Affordable Health Care Act. You remember the act that became law, the act that went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said it's okay, the act that's being put into effect in companies all over the place. They held another vote to say no. This one was spearheaded by Michelle Bachmann, who we love. You cannot be a comedian and not love Michelle Bachmann, especially since Sarah Palin seems to be staying quiet. So they put it to another vote in the House. And once again, the Republicans voted against the Affordable Health Care Act. And once again, it means nothing. Why? Because it's already a law. What it means is they wasted more money and more time voting against this thing, just because when the midterm elections come in the next set in 2014, they want to be able to say, I voted against Obamacare, so that they can appeal to their base or their crazed Tea Party voters or whatever. You talk about saving money, you talk about big government, and you waste our tax dollars and the government's time voting against a law over and over. Why don't they vote against other things that are law that they just don't like? Like, I don't know, integrating schools. There's a Supreme Court law. Or how about abortion? How about they just, you know, every 3 weeks hold a vote against abortion, even though it's a law of the land and the Supreme Court has backed it? We're just going to go ahead and vote against it just to show we don't like it. There's going to be more about abortion later in this podcast. I love this one because this is another level of crazy that we're dealing with. But real quick, here's a story that just blows my mind. I can't put the thinking of some people in my head. Like, I don't know where the line is or whatever. Now, here's what I'm talking about. According to CNBC, porn stars are having difficulty getting loans and opening bank accounts because banks are pulling a morality clause. That's right. I said that out loud. Banks are pulling a morality clause. Banks like JP Morgan Chase are saying that, you know, we can't do business with you. You're immoral. These are the same banks that created the entire financial mess that the nation went through from 2007 to today. We're talking about creating loans out of nothing, loaning money to people who didn't have jobs, enticing people to borrow more money than they knew they could ever pay back with these false mortgages. Remember the stated income routine? How much money do you make? I make $1 million a year and I want a $5 million house. Good enough for us. A lot of jack-in-the-box employees make $1 million a year. The banks were doing that. No problem with doing that at all. Making more money on these loans. The bankers paying each other, giving each other bonuses, blah, blah, blah. $10 million a year, $20 million. No problem with all of that. Damn near collapsed the United States financial system. Caused the government to bail them out in unheard of record levels. Take all of that money, line their pockets again. Don't help the homeowners. Continue to foreclose on the homes that they can't even prove they legally own because they took your mortgage and they packaged it with 100 other mortgages and they sold those to a mortgage clearinghouse, which packaged it with 1,000 other mortgages, which put it on Wall Street as a stock. And so legally, they don't even have, and many judges have thrown their foreclosures out of court because they don't even have the paper to prove they own this house that they're foreclosing on. This same group considers porn immoral. Are you kidding me? Yes, Chanel Preston. Okay, and I'm a porn fan, and I don't know her, but she's a porn star. Why? Because she said it. And one of the ways they find them, if you live in the San Fernando Valley area, if you're a woman in the San Fernando Valley area, and you open a business name different than your own name, you know, like, I don't know, like, you have a porn name, so your real name is Sarah Jones, you know, but your acting name is Sarah Deep or something. That was a horrible porn name, but you get my point. Well, if you do that, that's a red flag to them, and they're like, we don't know if we want your checking account. And that's what happened to Chanel Preston. She opened an account with City National Bank. She went to deposit checks into the account a few days later, and the account had been shut down due to compliance issues. What does that mean? They saw her webcam show. And let's face it, if she's a porn star, I'm guessing that webcam show is pretty talented. Might want to invest in that. You know, she'll pay the loan back. She's making money. Mark Greenberg, founder of soft porn studio MRG Entertainment, he's filed suit against JP Morgan Chase, and good for him. You know why? Because, the bank turned him down. He wanted to refinance an existing loan, and there were delays, and it was held up for months. And finally, he got to a JP Morgan vice president, and the vice president, initially evasive, finally informed him that he was refused due to moral reasons. Now, here's the funny part about it. They had given him the original loan. Chase had given him the original loan, but when it came time, it was a home loan. Chase had the original deed of trust on the loan, but when he went to refinance it, they decided to go moral. And you want to talk about money? This guy sold his MRG media company to a bigger media company for $22 million. So it's not like he was broke and wasn't going to be paying his mortgage. Porn is a $14 billion a year business. Can I say that again? A $14 billion a year business. And banks are saying they don't want to do business with them? Man, I wish I had a bank. I wish I had a bank, because if you got a $14 billion industry, you are right with me. Not only that, so much of the adult entertainment business is in cash. You don't even have to worry about bouncing checks and stuff. They come to the bank with a couple of $1,000 in straight cash. Can I put this in? Yes, you can, Ms. Porn Star. I don't care what you want to call yourself. Am I immoral? No, I didn't try to bankrupt the nation. That's immoral. Banks are declaring morality. I don't even know. I don't even know where to go with that. Is it the craziest thing going on? Not even close, because ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned her before. You know her, you love her. You can't live without her. You certainly can't do any topical comedy without the lovely and talented Miss Sarah Bot. Sarah. Sorry, Sarah Palin. I mix up my crazies. Michelle Bachmann. Because Michelle Bachmann said, now that she knows the IRS has been targeting Tea Party groups, conservative groups, and whatever, she said that's evidence that the government is going to go after healthcare. That's right. Knowing it's the IRS will be the new enforcing mechanism for this new entitlement program of Obamacare, it is important to ask, and now reasonable to ask. Nothing Michelle Bachmann asks is reasonable, but she says, reasonable to ask, could there be potential political implications of access to health care, denial of health care? Will that happen on base of a person's political beliefs or their religiously held beliefs? Well, Michelle, I'm sure if they were Muslim, you wouldn't have problem denying their health care based on their beliefs. You have no problem trying to deny the right to abortion or contraceptive based on their beliefs, but you think they're out to get you. That's the beauty of the Tea Party. I love that. And it was a meme that was created by my friend Steve Marmel, who's a brilliant writer. He took something I said, created a meme, and it got a lot of hits. And just what I say it is, the Tea Party is okay with racial profiling. They don't mind profiling blacks as criminals. They don't mind profiling Mexicans as illegals. They don't mind profiling Muslims as terrorists. But when they're profiled, suddenly, it's a horrible thing to do. You're taking advantage. How dare you profile me just because all of my organizations are political and I go for a tax-exempt status saying I'm charitable? How could you profile me because we're Tea Partiers saying, give us our country back? Yeah, I don't know. And now you're going to profile me for healthcare, which is not going to happen, but they're scared of it. It's kind of good they're scared. I like them scared, except that they got a lot of guns. But anyway, that's not the craziest we got this week. The craziest we got this week, and again, always difficult to defeat Ms. Bachmann, but Representative Kevin Cramer, Republican from North Dakota, was speaking at the commencement, the graduation at the Catholic University of Mary, and he said, 40 years ago, the U.S. government legalized abortion on demand, sanctioned abortion, and we wonder why our culture sees school shootings so often. Well, there it is. There it is. He figured it out. Kevin Cramer, forget about all these law enforcement professionals, psychologists, whatever other ex. No. Abortion causes school shootings. Man, aren't we glad he cleared that up? But now I have a few other questions. Like, does that mean that they aborted the people who would have prevented the school shootings? Or perhaps, and I hate to bring this up, Mr. Cramer, perhaps some school shooters were aborted. There might have been more school shootings without abortion. See, I'm not sure of the direct relationship. Maybe you can help me with the math or somehow explain to me how it's not about the readily available assault type weapons. It's not about the 30, 40, 50, 80, 100 round clips that law enforcement says if you don't have to reload, you kill more people. It's not about gutting the mental health gutting mental health care to save money so that people who should be treated are not getting treated, people who should get medication don't get medication. It's not about anger or any of the feelings that any of the shooters may have had. It's not about you can buy 10,000 rounds of ammunition down at the local Walmart. It's not about a lack of background checks on gun ownership. It's abortion. That's what it... Damn it! All we have to do is ban all abortions and there'll be no more school shooting. Now that's just absolutely, absolutely amazing. But he said it out loud. And what fascinates me even more is people voted for this man because he is a U.S. congressman. And yet they consider porn stars immoral. I don't know what to tell you, people. I don't know what to tell you. Listen, on a more serious note, our hearts and prayers go out to Oklahoma and all the victims of the tornadoes. That's real stuff, and that's devastating, and that's the kind of stuff I try to use humor to give you a break from. I love and appreciate you guys. Upcoming appearances, well, Americade, as I said, in Lake George, New York, and that's June 5th and 6th. And I'm really looking forward to this, June 14th and 15th, I'll be at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank. And on the 15th, we're doing a benefit for Courtney Jones, who was injured in a horrible accident. Also, I want to give a shout out to a couple of other podcasters, Andrew Dice Clay, who had me on his podcast, and Jay Moore, who had me on his sports radio show. Listen to him on Fox Sports Radio every morning. And also, he had me on his podcast. So, shout out and props to Dice and to Jay Moore. Thank you guys for listening. Who's paying attention? You are. I promise to keep doing what I do. And thanks for supporting me in it. Good night.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.